In the gospel passage today from St. John, we have described the third occasion on which Jesus appeared to the disciples. It's a little different in many ways from the first two. There's not much melodrama in it. It's all kind of very plain, and apart from that huge catch of fish, he doesn't come through the locked doors, he's not walking on the water, he doesn't have them touch his hands or his feet, he doesn't have them put his hands in his side. It's just very... He's standing on the shore, they go fishing, they catch nothing, he tells them where they will catch something, they come in, he has breakfast all ready for them, and they eat together. It's almost like the conviction about the resurrection was growing on them. Their faith was deepening. They were beginning to see with clearer eyes, he is risen as he said. The Lord is truly risen. Jesus is alive and among us. Certainly, they, like us, had to grow in faith. The just one lives by faith. There's no other way to please God except by faith. So their faith was deepening. Look at the case of Peter. Now his faith had changed from the night that he denied that he knew Jesus to a servant girl. And no one, just a... He didn't know him at all. He never had anything to do with him. To hear in this first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we're before the high priest and the whole high priestly class and all the big butter and egg people of that time, as he said to all of you and to all the people of Israel, if you want to know how that man, that crippled man, was restored to health, I'll tell you, it was in the name of Jesus the Nazarene, whom you crucified, but God raised from the dead. It was in that name that this man was healed. A stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. And there is no other salvation possible for us, and there is no other name given to humankind in which any hope is possible, except in the name of Jesus. Wow, what a different Peter. What courage, what eloquence. He almost sounds like Paul, praising the name of the Lord. A whole new Peter. And the passage explains what happened to make him this whole new Peter. He had become filled with the Holy Spirit. He was on fire with the love of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was able to confront all those who were questioning him about the resurrection of the Lord and the holiness in the name of Jesus. This is how it was brought about that this man was healed. Yesterday, in the verse, in the antiphon between the verses, we said, O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. That would have been a wonderful response for today's Mass, where four times we mention the name, the name, the name, and we referring to the holy name. O Lord our God, how wonderful that name in all the earth. I remember reading or hearing one time years ago that a Russian theologian taught that every time the name of Jesus was mentioned, Jesus was present. He was called and he responded. When he was meant to, when he was called, when his name was mentioned, he was there. That really struck me forcefully, and I thought of that a lot. And after having thought about that for a long, long time, I said, well, of course, That's why as children we were taught to bow your head at the name of Jesus, because somehow, some way, in some mysterious concurrence of events beyond our understanding, whenever the name of Jesus was mentioned, bow your head. Jesus was there. And that's what we were taught by St. Paul in that magnificent passage to the Philippians. Even though he was in the form of God, he didn't think that was anything to be grasped at. He emptied himself and took on the form of a slave. He became obedient. Obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And for that reason, God has given him a name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is risen, as he said. His name is holy. Holy is his name.